So thanks, everybody. And it's great to follow on from that talk. I mean, my PhD was in rocket science, which for me has always been great, because if somebody says this isn't rocket science, I can say, can't help you. But having looked around for the next most exciting career I could find, either I've got limited imagination or there's really been something in this IT research area that's kept me going. And hopefully it's the latter. And what I want to try and do is take you through why I think it's important, both as a sector, but also as an enabling sector, then show why we've got some of the problems, some of the challenges we get with this adoption of the technology, and finally take you through the Hartree as an advertisement for you to come and talk to us and see how we can help you with real-world problems. So the exam question was looking at how science and technology can help. And the three sort of like use cases, growth. Now, most people talk about growth, and we see growth happening in the economy, but it's fractions of a percent, something like that. The challenge that we've been setting ourselves has really been trying to say, okay, how can we make an order of magnitude improvement? How can we tackle, cut times by a factor of 10? So, we're talking about really trying to make step changes in some of these things. Other things that have happened with us have been clearly COVID. Short, sharp period when, we just really needed to throw the kitchen sink at a problem and try and bring it in. But all the way through, we've still got behind us this sector like climate change happening that, is going to provide us problems as we go forward. So, given those sort of like challenges, I still believe that, the scientific method is really the sort of like best model we've got for discovery. And it's a complicated graph, and I probably don't expect to pick it up, but, clearly... life expectancy, GDP, per capita, and populations have all been growing quite happily against some of these big challenges that we faced. And, COVID was one, but, we had the Spanish flu, we had different things coming through. And really, what I'm trying to show in this graph here is that, we've got these different scientific methods we've been using. Now, this is where I'm probably going to get stoned if there are any data technologists in the room. I think that, we've been seeing this evolution of the scientific method, and I think we're really at a turning point where, frankly, we can't afford just to use big data. We cannot afford to keep churning more and more data for less and less results. We need to be smarter about it. And what we've been trying to do is look at this thing that we're calling accelerated discovery. And to try and give you a flavor of this thing here, this is... different people call it different things. The military call it the OODA loop. We've got the scientific method, different sort of things on there. But, really, it's how we make progress. We hypothesize, we test, we report it, we feed back in, and we keep going through that loop. So the challenge we set ourselves, and this is part of the thing that we've got to underpin the Hartree work, was what happens if we throw all of the technology we've got at that problem? So, at the left-hand side, don't just rely on the fact that, as a researcher, I'm completely on top of every single publication that's been published in my field, such that I can always make the informed decision. You can't. I mean, the data rate is just getting too high for individuals to come up. So, can we use AI-powered deep search techniques to actually drill into things, understand context, understand why something is relevant, and make sure that, A, we don't make the same mistakes we've made in the past, but, B, actually sort of like get to the target that we're looking at quicker. So all of those things are things that, we've been trying to build up and try and develop, and... we've been aided by, paradigm shifts that are happening actually in the hardware that we're using. So clearly, quantum technology is, in terms of computing, is something that's really starting to gather pace. If you think about it, the real world is quantum-based, so, we need to actually make sure that we use the same sort of tools and techniques to explore it such that we can do progress. Now, it's not to say that, the standard high-performance computing are going to be completely outdated. They're not. They're all part of a picture, but we're looking in different dimensions to tackle different use cases. So biology, we really need to start using AI. Physics, we need to start using quantum. And mathematics, clearly, we just carry on with our HPCs. So all of those things are tools that we can use. So, you might say to me, well, okay, why is that easy? Why isn't that happening? Why isn't it easy? And I come back to really the work that was done by a guy called Jeff Moore in California, who said, look, if you look at the marketing textbooks, the 101 textbooks, you've got a new technology, the idea comes along, visionaries pick it up, it becomes mainstream business, it's adopted, eventually gets superseded and it drops off. Well, what Jeff pointed out really was that actually for high technology, you get a complete gap between the innovators and the business. So the technologists understand the technology, the business understand the business, the two of them don't talk the same language, they can't put themselves together, and they can't work out how to bridge those activities. So opportunities are missed. So one of the things that we've been doing, and one of the key things behind the Heart Tree is, you know, can we play in that chasm? Can we actually start to put together multidisciplinary teams such that they can tackle these problems in such a way that each side sees the benefits of what's going on. So the business people understand how the technology can help their business. The technologists understand what they need to do to make it attractive to them there. So, that is a key part of what we've been trying to do. And really, you know, it's all about this thing of having teams that can speak the same language as the teams on either side. So that's what we're about trying to do. And that's really in the UK what has attracted us as IBM to come and work in this space. And as has been mentioned, you know, the Heart Tree for us is a singularly impressive project in terms of globally, there's nothing like it elsewhere. And I'm in the huge, hugely privileged position to be able to tell my colleagues in the 16 other countries where we have research labs is that come to the UK and we're doing something and see what we're doing and how we can actually make it more impressive to you. So the premise that we had with the Heart Tree was that we have an organisation, STFC, that provides huge facilities for things such as CERN, such as the Diamond Light Source to industry that can be useful. Now, their traditional customer being the academics, to move them into the industrial space, we turned out we actually needed to work together because we understand the industry, they understand the technology, we can put the whole thing together. So as was said, hopefully this is a symbiotic partnership and not a parasitic one, as has been mentioned before. But really what we're about is trying to get the best of the public and private sector researchers working together. And this program for me has been an absolute joy. Decision making is 50-50. So STFC and IBM sit on a management board that actually decides which projects we're going to go at. Those projects are judged against the impact we're making in UK industry. We take this whole process right the way through. So, you know, the teams are split between industrial and academic public sector participants. So it's a truly joint program. We hope it brings together the best of both worlds, and it provides a platform for UK industry. And the platform we've got is built around these series of programs. Explain is really where we're trying to provide high quality training and education for technologists and managers and business sectors, such that we can actually get across, you know, why should I worry about AI? Why should I worry about quantum systems? What is in it for me, for the business community, as well as actually helping the practitioners move their activity forward? That's provided free of charge, and certainly there's a catalogue of programmes that anybody in terms of UK industry can come and actually pick up and work. We've got an online platform, or you can come and do it in person, but all of that stuff is available and, you know, currently is something that anybody can pick up. We then move on to Explore, and this is the key project for us. In this one, what happens is that an industrial partner in the UK comes to us with a challenge. You know, it could be a challenge which is worried about a threat from a different sector, or it could be worried about, can I actually get the benefits out of AI? So what we do is that we take that problem statement, we break it down into a proof of concept. It's not just a technical proof of concept, and this, I think, is the key thing that we would stress. We also provide a business template so that the industrial partner can see what we've done and understand how to implement it. So this for us has been a great sort of program. The Explore program is done at no cost to the industrial partner. clearly they have to fund their own people, and they, you know, they may, we may be asking them to bring data to us, but our teams are funded to actually remove the entry barriers for a sector that wants to actually play in this space. So, you know, we can get people coming along to us and saying, I've got a glimmer of something that may need AI to actually deliver it. And what, how we go about doing that is that, you know, we will take that, give them their business concept, and they can go off and then decide how to do with it. As they move down the chain, and I do apologize because marketing got involved in this chart, so it has to be an E for accelerate to match the other E's in the program. But in accelerate, there's a whole range of options. Frankly, a customer, you know, a client we're working with could come to us and say at one extreme that basically love what you've done and take it away and do it myself. That's fine. That for us is a success. You know, we've got somebody in the UK that's moved up the notch, and that's great. The other extreme is to say, we haven't got the skills, we haven't got the capability, can you run it for us? Now, that's also fine, but that comes with a cost. So the Hartree won't fully fund all that activity. So those are things there. And the final program we've got, we've called Emerging Technology, is really trying to future-proof the technology. So what we're actually saying is that don't worry about whether you're able to do this now. We can make sure that whatever solution we deliver is ready for the future coming in. And that's at the moment where a lot of our quantum technology sits. So that's all I really wanted to go through. And I think I'm just about on time.